All right, joining us on KNBR 680, he's the third base coach for the San Francisco Giants. Back in San Diego again. For you, it's always a homecoming, and the park's going to look a little different.
Yeah, they have changed it. You know, I haven't seen it. I heard they brought the right center field wall in 10 feet or so. I really have not even been to San Diego in a long time. It's hard to even call it home anymore, Marty. I know my kids live in the house, but I probably spend about 18 days a year there. So my wife and I have enjoyed being in San Francisco so much, and we also have a little place north of Santa Barbara that we spend a lot of time. But for the most part, you know, it's 8 months of baseball, and this is San Francisco's where we make our home during the season.
You know, it's sometimes I wonder why they build parks and then have to change them, because so much thought goes into building a ballpark. Then you get a team that plays there for a number of years say, wait a minute, we don't like the park, we have to change it. I don't really like that.
And you're right. But then other things, you remember Atlanta, when Atlanta first was built, the first year the ball wasn't carrying. And then the next year it started carrying, and they said that the concrete had to dry. and then down in Petco, when people started building these condominiums in center field, you heard that the air was going to change and the wind was going to change. So I think it's hard to find out what kind of ballpark you have. And it's probably hard to really plan it. I heard here at AT&T, the first week it opened up, it was hot and no wind, and the ball was flying, and they thought this was going to be a small ballpark, and of course it's proved not to be.
Well, also I thought about Detroit. You guys were there for the World Series last year. Now, when Detroit opened up, it was so big, Juan Gonzalez didn't want to play there and passed up about $140 million. Well, after a couple of years, they put that fence in, and now you got a fence to shoot at. So I remember that for Detroit.
Well, it also is built a lot of times around your team. I mean, obviously, here, speed, defense, and pitching wins games. And San Diego was built that way, even though they were trying to slug off the top when that ballpark was built. But now, will it hurt them? Will it help them? You know, other teams get to hit there, too. So I'm anxious to see how it all evens out.
Well, the National League, always a pitching league. Now they want more offense in San Diego. Gregor Blanco, and I had a lot of fun talking about him this past weekend. I said Harry the Hat Walker must be channeling through him, chopping down on the ball, slug bunting. Now, you're the bunting guy, and I've watched a lot of your practices in spring training. I've never seen you do the slug bunt or all the kind of things he's doing. It looks like Matty Alou.
Matty Alou, that's a good one. It really is. The slug bunt, Marty, I got nothing to do with. I still don't really even understand it. It's great when he makes it work, and he can even hit a ground ball, and because he's moving out of the box, he has a chance to beat it out. But when he goes into that, where you see him starting, I over here at third base box, I start kind of getting ready for something hit at me. It's almost like we don't know where the ball is going to go. It's helped us. It's won some games for us. It's just one more thing that he's added to his box of tools to make himself a little bit more dangerous at the plate.
You ever see a hitter do that before in your big league career, a guy who can handle the bat like that? In other words, I think Rod Carew always looked to me like he was playing softball. I mean, I don't care where the ball was pitched, he could handle it around the park. But to handle a bat like that, you have to have a lot of confidence. I don't know, anyone come to mind?
Well, Ralph Gar, if you remember him. But you know what? Not many people stick with it. A lot of people try it, and then in about a month, either the manager says, I don't ever want to see that again, or it continues a work in progress, and I think that's what it is for the Shark.
Well, I think Ralph Gar, the Roadrunner, is a good one. Brett Butler. I mean, I'm just thinking of Brett Butler. And he just had it down. I mean, he didn't just sacrifice. I mean, when he laid it down, he just had that knack of putting it in the right spot.
You know, the great bunters, that's what you just said. The great bunters still bunt, even though when they're taking the bunt away from you. He was that way. Brian Little was another guy that did it so well. But, you know, some of our bunters, we can catch these guys playing back a couple steps and catch them off guard. You know what Pete Rose told me, and I tell these guys that. I said, if the third baseman makes the last out of the inning, and you're leading off the inning, that might be the time to bunt. Because even in fact he does catch the ball, he's still upset or thinking about his hitting, he might throw it in the seat. So I'm passing along some things that Pete passed along to me, and hopefully it'll win a game or two for us down the road.
Well, your team's bunting well still. You know, it's not a jinx or anything. I mean, you guys work hard at it, and I would say luck is the residue of design, and you work hard at it. And Bumgarner had an interesting play in the last homestand where he pulled it back and hit into the wheel play, and then Ron Wotus and I talked about it quite a bit on the show last Sunday, and I thought he handled the bat beautifully.
You know why? They gambled, and they came out smelling like a rose, because that could have easily been a base hit and three or four runs before the inning's over with. When they put the wheel play on, and not many have the guts, I'd like to say, to put it on, especially when Bumgarner's at the plate, because once they come, and we have ways of reading if it's a wheel play or if it's a fake wheel play. That was a true wheel play, and the pitcher has a choice of either taking the pitch, pulling the bat back, and then I'm going to go down and tell him something for the next play, and then usually the manager will take that play off. Or if it's a pitch down the middle of the plate, take somebody's teeth. And that's exactly what he did. He hit the ball right by Chase Headley. Wouldn't you know, Cabrera's right behind him in the only spot. You know, Brandon Belt stops. They probably still turn two going that way. You know, it's one of those things that you go, well, I hadn't seen that in a while. And luckily it wasn't a triple play.
Really? And you know, it's funny. You say triple play, and I said it on the show last week. I don't think I've ever seen a traditional triple play, you know, and I'm sure you have at some point.
Well, we had one 4 years ago when Aaron Rowan in Milwaukee hit one right down to third base. They stepped on third, went to second, went to first. I've been involved in one just catching a fly ball and, you know, tagging a runner and throwing it over to first back as a player. But that's why a lot of times with nobody out, you don't see two guys go in motion, 3-1, 3-2, because a line drive could be a triple play. It's a huge gamble. I've seen Boats win games by gambling in that situation. It's a gutsy move, because if they're both on the run and this guy hits a line drive right at somebody, there's three outs before you know it.
Boy, if you went to first base on your own, you'd be in the record books right now. You'd have that unassisted triple play. Randy Velarde did it. I didn't see it, but Ron Hansen, I remember he did it. And then the World Series in 1920, before I was born, it happened there.
I'm all about the team, Marty. I'm all about the team.
All right. San Diego, what a pesky ball club to play. I know the Giants handle them pretty well, and who knows what will happen the rest of the year. But my goodness, what a ball club.
You know what? It's not always the team you play, it's how you match up with the team. And San Diego's always seemed to be a pain for us. You know, they run. But I'll tell you what they've done. They've made our pitchers better at holding runners. They've made our pitchers better at shortening their time to the plate because they ran really wild on us. And I know Timmy's gotten quicker, Bum's gotten quicker, Z's gotten quicker. So I think by playing them and how they attack us has made us a better team.
All right, Flan, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
All right, Marty, thank you.
All right, that's Tim Flannery, third base coach of the Giants, right here on the Sports Leader.